I want to talk about some things today that you're going to need discernment for. So I ask again that you would take a moment, stop what you're doing, pray that the Lord would give you eyes to see and ears to hear. And you're going to have to follow along with me here. The Bible says that the natural man cannot discern the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned, which means that you need to be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh, especially when you're dealing with spiritual warfare and things of the nature in which I'm about to describe and talk about. So with that being said, I was watching this Charlie Kirk Memorial Service on Sunday, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw enough of it to where it bothered my spirit. It bothered me so much. And let me go ahead and tell you something right now. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, Paul talks about how there are people who preach Christ out of contention and some out of strife. And some do it for love, knowing that he is set for the defense of the gospel. But then he said something interesting. He said, what then? Notwithstanding, I do rejoice and will rejoice that Christ is preached. So I don't want you to take away from this that I'm somehow trying to say anything negative about the fact that the name of Jesus was somewhat exalted at this memorial service. But what I noticed is that there were other things, namely people, who were exalted above the name of Jesus Christ at this memorial service. And as I watched it, it began to bother my soul. And let me just go ahead and tell you, when you see people making t-shirts that say, "Be like Erica," and they're wearing those around, you better open your eyes and wake up and pay attention, because Jesus Christ himself said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." He said, "If anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Now, my condolences go out to the Kirk family. What has happened here is a tragedy, and I know this has been beaten like a dead horse, literally over and over on so many social media platforms. But as I saw this memorial service, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I can't be the only one that is being bothered in my spirit about this, because I saw this young lady walk out and her demeanor, her eyes, and namely the hand sign that she put up really kind of shook me. And when I saw this, I know a lot of people thinks and this hand sign is somehow the sign language sign for love, and I get that. But you can also go and look at the founder of the Satanic Temple in an interview, Anton LaVey, in an interview when he was describing this hand sign. And he was talking about how it is the sign of Baphomet, right? It's the horned devil. This is what they worship. And there's a couple different ways that you can do this. You can look it up and do your own research. With two fingers up or with your thumb up. Now, you have to pay attention here. We have to go back to the Bible and see that Satan himself was given the title of the prince of the power of the air. He is also given the title of the god of this world, right? He was given dominion over this realm that we live in. It's not to say that God is not in control or that God doesn't have authority, but Satan was given some power here. Now, what do we see with what Satan did with the rainbow? He perverted it, right? The rainbow was a sign. The Bible says that God set his bow upon the earth as a covenant with Noah that he would never destroy the earth by water again. So Satan took that rainbow, and with the pride agenda, he perverted it. But what did he also do to the term love? Well, he incorporated that into that perversion, and he has perverted what love is, right? Because the Bible says that God is love. Now, follow along with me here, because a lot of people are defending this woman holding up this demonic hand sign for whatever reason. Let me tell you something. If you're a born again, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ follower of Jesus Christ, you don't hold that sign up. I don't care who you are. If you can't hear or speak, you'd be better off to write it down on a piece of paper than to hold that up, because you know in your spirit that there is something off about that hand sign. Every time I see it, it's like a buzzer goes off in my spirit. Go and look at the caliber of people on the world stage who continuously throw up this sign and have throughout history. These people are all, whether they're celebrities or political figures, they are all the same caliber of people that we hear about being on these lists that are being sealed right now. There's an old saying that says symbolism will be their downfall. And there's a very interesting scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 16. It says, "When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall." Isn't it interesting how we can see this symbolism and these hand signs where people are constantly doing this triangle sign with their hands? And you can go and look into Freemasonry and Satanism and all of these different things that are tied to the occult, and they use these hand signs. And we're not ignorant to these devices, but we're also smart enough to depict that if you're people of God, you wouldn't be doing the same things that the Antichrist followers would be doing. These people who practice Satanism and are a part of this evil cabal, which the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan. And make no mistake, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. I'm not accusing these people. I know that something tragic happened here to this man, but when we see a ceremony so big that it literally got as much, if not more, viewers around the world than the Super Bowl. And look at this. Think about this. This event, they used pyrotechnics. They had concession stands set up, and they were selling merchandise and T-shirts. And all of a sudden, everybody around the world is thinking, man, this is great. This is just a big old sermon about Jesus. When these people are being exalted above the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden you see all of these new, young in their faith believers coming to know Jesus, coming to seek Him and to give their life to Him and to be saved. And Satan is putting this stuff out there over the networks that he uses to push propaganda. You better pay attention, because do you think that he's not going to capitalize on this exposure? While faith is increasing and religion is increasing, you have to go back and pay attention to the fact that the devil is always in the details, right? Because the Bible says that Satan himself, for no marvel, is transformed into an angel of light. And as I watched some of this ceremony, I began to realize that they were idolizing people above the name of Jesus. That's not to take away from the fact that there were people there with powerful messages and songs of worship, and they did exalt the name of Jesus. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what's happening, because Satan is going to proclaim himself to be Jesus Christ. So before he steps out onto the main stage, right, before the Son of Perdition is revealed, doesn't it make sense that he would start to increase this praise and worship before the world? And he will use the name of Jesus to do it, because the Bible says that he's going to claim to be Jesus Christ. Why do you think Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 24 that there will be many false Christs arise to deceive many? And I'm going to read that here. In Matthew 24, starting in 26, it says, "Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." What's Jesus saying here? He's saying that there's going to be somebody claiming that Jesus Christ is here on the earth. And he's specifically telling us, as he told us before, don't believe it, because he's coming on the clouds with great power and glory, and we're seeing these things happen real time. You got to understand that if this is being allowed, something's being allowed that never has in the past. You see all of these UFC fighters and NFL players and all of these major sports celebrities that came out and proclaimed their faith to Jesus Christ. They've cut off news broadcast and censored these people from saying these things. Why all of a sudden is it being exalted on these stages right here as we see all these other signs that Jesus was talking about before his return? Because when I watched this ceremony, I noticed one thing in particular. I saw the gospel preached without repentance. And make no mistake, the gospel without repentance is a half truth. They go hand in hand. Jesus Christ said, you must be born again. Ladies and gentlemen, I firmly believe that the stage is set and the deception is here. Because if you see in the Word of God where the Bible says that Satan will proclaim to be God, he's going to claim to be Jesus Christ. He is the false Christ, the Antichrist, which literally means instead of Christ. And the cabal, the people that worship him, they worship him as God. It's called Luciferian doctrine. When you see this increase and you see a ceremony such as this and they preach the gospel without repentance, that's a problem. That's a red flag. Because let me tell you something. Anybody can tell you that's been walking in the faith. It's not hard to claim the name of Jesus. It's not hard to pray a prayer. The battle begins when you choose to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow the Lord Jesus. And when you see the world being preached a lukewarm gospel of all you have to do is pray a prayer and everything's going to be fine, why would Jesus tell us that you must be born again? Why would Jesus tell us anyone who puts his hands to the plow looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we are about to see a deception like no other deception in the history of mankind. You need to understand that a good deception is very hard to see that it is a deception. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Right? That means that we have to allow he that is greater that is in me than me that is in the world, right? To overcome the flesh and see things with spiritual eyes. That's why Jesus said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see and the ears that hear what you hear. For many kings and prophets have desired to see these things and have not seen them, and to hear these things and have not heard them. Right? He said, I thank you, Father, for hiding these things from the prudent and the wise and revealing them unto babes. Those are the people who walk in faith. We walk in fear and reverence of the Lord. We deny ourselves. But I saw these people preaching this gospel without saying the only way for you to draw nigh to God is to deny yourself. Take up your cross. Turn from your sins. Repentance means that you feel true remorse for the sins that you live in, and you don't return to those sins. But if we live in a lukewarm state, what did Jesus say was going to happen? He said, I'd rather that you were hot or cold than lukewarm. For if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, we see so much turmoil around these governments, from Israel to the United States. Like we spoke about last week in this podcast, that on the day that Mr. Kirk was assassinated, less than 3 hours later, the U.S. Senate voted to keep the Epstein documents sealed. These people are in full-blown panic mode because God is pulling back the curtain, right? He's revealing the darkness and the evil that is in this world. And we are beginning to see all of those who are called in the Bible the children of disobedience. When these people worship the God of this world, we're in an hour of revelation to where Jesus said in the book of Luke, there is nothing hidden that shall not be made known in the light. There's nothing done in darkness that's not going to be revealed. We have to understand that this is the hour in which we live, and people are so gullible. People are so blinded by they can't see the forest for the trees. You start a movement that has happened. And here's the thing. This is what spiritual warfare looks like. As all of these new believers come to want to know Jesus Christ, they're buying a Bible for the first time. They're praying for the first time. They're going to church for the first time. Satan sees that, and he is going to meet that opposition with an equal opposition. He's going to bring in deception because he knows that he doesn't want that to happen. So that's when, as sin did abound, grace did much more abound. God stays steps ahead of the devil, but there's always going to be opposition. Every time the Holy Spirit is present, you better bet your bottom dollar that Satan is also present. So we're seeing that, and the Bible says that this is going to increase to a point to where it's literally going to spill out into our reality, and there's going to be war in heaven and war on the earth. This is the time that we now live where we are seeing these things happen. Now, I want to talk to you about something, and I need you to really pay attention to what I'm saying. I want to talk to you a little bit about the spirit of Jezebel. Now, we know what the Bible says in 1 Kings about how Jezebel killed the prophets of God to set up prophets of Baal. And I saw something. The Lord revealed something to me in my spirit, and I felt that the spirit of Jezebel has been summoned. And let me tell you something. This might make some of you mad, but you need to understand something. The Bible says in the book of Luke, in chapter 22, in verse 3, it says, "Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12." The Bible doesn't say that God sent Judas to go betray Jesus. It says that Satan entered into Judas, and he was one of the 12 disciples. If Satan entered into Judas, what makes you think that Satan couldn't send the demonic spirit of Jezebel to inhabit a vessel to be a part of something like this in a person that would take the seat of a young man who proclaimed the gospel and had more followers of the youth of a nation than any other person in this country? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Listen, I'm not accusing people of evil. I'm sharing with you the fact that the 12 disciples walked with Jesus. Do you not think that they all probably thought that Judas was one of them, that he was a good guy? Jesus chose this man, but there was something evil inside of him. There was a door left open spiritually, and the enemy, Satan, was able to enter into him. He found a way in. Look at this situation. When you see the history that this woman has with the Romanian angels, in this country where more children are trafficked than any other nation in the world, these things all tie back to this list that the government does not want you to see. Now, I just recently heard that Megyn Kelly came out and said something that was mind-blowing to me. She said that 2 days before Charlie Kirk was shot, that a feminist publication journalist came out, and the name of this publication is called Jezebel. And she said she paid a witch to put a curse on Charlie and his family. And what's interesting is she said that Erica Kirk was rattled by this, and they were very shaken up by the fact that this person had paid a witch to put a curse on this man. And that's extremely mind-blowing to me, because the first thing that I heard in my spirit is that the Jezebel spirit has been summoned and is here in this situation. So that all ties together with what you see with these theatrics at this event. It seemed very dark in nature, and it disturbed my spirit, the mannerisms that this woman had, which goes into saying what the book of Luke says. If Satan can enter into Judas, who was one of the 12 disciples, he can enter into anybody he wants to that is not walking fully covered with the Holy Spirit of the living God. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We all fall short of the glory of God and sin. We all make mistakes that can open that spiritual doorway. That is why the Bible warns us over and over and over, be sober and vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Isn't it interesting that it references Satan as a lion? It's not a lion like you see here on my wall. This is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of the offspring of David, Jesus Christ. But if Satan masquerades as an angel of light, then that means he also desires to look and act like Jesus, because it is a replacement theology. He is the Antichrist, which means instead of Christ. These people put Lucifer in the place of Christ, and for no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, Megyn Kelly said something very interesting. She said that Erica and Charlie had a friend who may have been a Catholic priest come over and pray over Charlie whenever they heard about this publication that the Jezebel had paid a group of online witches, or witches online, to put this curse or hex on Charlie. What are the odds that this has taken place 2 days before this happens, and now we're seeing all of this strange stuff spiritually, all of these strange things happen, and these people acting very strange? This is spiritual warfare. Now, she did say that right after this assassination took place, these people took this article down that disturbed the Kirk family so much. So there again, we see signs of the fruit that is on the tree of this event. You need to pay attention. You need to be walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. As we said before, the natural man, that is the fleshly man, cannot discern the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. And the only way to walk in the spirit is to study your Bible, seek the Lord with your whole heart, pray and fast. You need to pray for discernment on these things. You need to understand that they are not telling you the truth because there are things that have been hidden from you. Listen, I grew up around firearms. I own them. I have built them. I grew up as a kid shooting guns, and I understand ballistics very well. I've seen it real time. I have friends that reload, and I do myself, and we understand how these things work. And a lot of people don't understand the fact that with a high-powered rifle, and I'm not going to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I want to explain something to you. With a high-powered rifle, the trajectory of the round travels at above the speed of sound, which makes it heat up very quickly, because it's breaking the sound barrier. And when this bullet strikes flesh, it's so hot that it cauterizes the flesh at the entry point, which means it sears it, right? Like you throw a steak on the grill and it sears it. It kind of makes a crust. But as the bullet travels through the flesh, it begins to lose its velocity and it creates a larger wound channel and it begins to tumble, which is what creates a much more devastating exit wound than it was at the entry wound. So with that being said, it is a physical impossibility for that you saw on camera to be an entry wound the size of a slug. Because if it was what they say, which was a 30-06 round, there's no way that it created an entry wound such as that. It was brutal, right? We saw everybody, a lot of people saw the video. So I'm saying all that to say that there's some things at play here that don't line up with what they're saying. Listen, I understand how these things work. You've probably seen a lot of videos of people talking about these things, but you need to pray for discernment on these things, because there's a lot of stuff here that doesn't add up. Now, I'm not trying to walk you down a rabbit hole of conspiracy. We need to be focused on Jesus in this hour. Don't go down these rabbit holes that take your eyes and your focus off of Jesus Christ. You need to be focused on the Word of God and understand that the things that are happening must come to pass. Jesus said, "Fear not, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Do you see what I'm saying to you here? Make no mistake, I'm not trying to accuse anybody of anything evil. All I'm doing is judging righteous judgment as it pertains to the Word of God. Pray for discernment on these things. When you go back and look at the organizations that this woman was tied to with the federal government in Romania, where there are more children trafficked than any other country in the world, and how all of a sudden these things are happening around the time that these people are fighting tooth and nail to seal these documents, where this devil ran an island where they did horrific things to children. Do you understand what's going on here? When our own government is telling us that there are 350,000 missing children from the U.S.-Mexico border alone, and we're not doing nothing about that, and all of these people who we see in the spotlight are directly tied to this. They're directly trying to cover this up, and the American people are blind. We got people out here trending on TikTok thinking that they're going to get raptured up, and they're standing in their yard naked and writing details on what you should do to get raptured up. Go out in the yard and relax your legs and lift your arms. It is the most craziest, psychotic nonsense that I've ever seen in my life. This country better wake up, because the devil has his grip on the United States of America, and the children who worship him, the people who exalt him in the place of Jesus Christ, are leading you to the very pit of hell. Where are the men and women of God who need to be standing up and saying that this country should not do another thing in Congress? The stock market should not trade for another day until we find out where these children are. Where are these children? Because God's children are not for sale. All of these distractions are to make you forget about the fact that we have been told over and over that there is a group of wealthy elite people that take children and do horrible things to these children. When you think about the synagogue of Satan, that means there's a group that Satan is using on this earth who are going to be in power, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. That also translates to governing bodies. These people at the top of this Masonic pyramid, have you looked on the back of a $1 bill? And on this $1 bill, there is a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid, there is an eyeball with light coming from it. It is the light and the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. These people have worshiped him from the beginning. It is who gave them their seat and their authority to do so. And they have lied to you from the beginning. But if you think about a group of people that would be having the title of the synagogue of Satan, what's the most evil thing that you could imagine that these people would be doing? Would they have an island where they take children that have been kidnapped and do horrific things to these children, whether it be sexual in nature, or maybe they're studying their DNA through eugenics, and you have a man like Epstein who literally came out and said that my goal is that the world would have my DNA in them. Everyone in the world would carry my DNA. And then recently, we've got the president coming out and telling us all these things about these immunizations. And they're saying that it's linked. We already knew it was linked to autism. You can see a perfectly healthy baby being taken in and getting one of these Tdap vaccines. And within 24 hours, they get a really high fever. And then all of a sudden, they get diagnosed with autism. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that the community, like the Amish people, they have a zero autism rate. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that before the WHO took these immunizations to these foreign countries, they never had a documented case of autism. Listen, this is not to blame the parents, because you can't help it that you were lied to. But the fact of the matter is, they're coming out with new immunizations, with new shots. And they're saying, well, these are going to be okay. Right? Because we're going to take aluminum out of them. We're going to take all these things that have neurotoxins out of them to deceive you into not understanding that these things have genetically modified mRNA, which will alter your DNA. Understand that Satan desires to corrupt the DNA of men. Jesus said it, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Wake up and understand that if they're offering you something for free, when's the last time that you got something for free when it pertained to your health care? You need diabetes medication? You better pay for it. You need medication for osteoporosis? Oh, there's medications out there that'll cost you $3,000 a week. You need treatment for cancer? Hey, we got treatments that are $30,000 a pop, and we don't care if you die or not. You got to pay us. But all of a sudden, you can get a free flu shot. You can get a free COVID vaccine. If it's to save your life, why aren't these other things free? Because far more people are dying from these other diseases than whatever it is they're trying to prevent with these. But you got to go back to the Bible. Go back to the book of Genesis. What was Satan doing in the garden? Well, something happened to their DNA. They had a child that was evil. It was Cain, and he killed Abel. When God asked what happened, Eve said, "The serpent beguiled me." He seduced her. And something changed in their DNA. God had to get them out of the garden so they wouldn't eat from the tree of life and live forever. They partook of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. What was going on in the days of Noah? Well, Genesis tells us that the fallen angels were attracted to the daughters of men, and they went into them and bore children with them, and therefore the DNA was corrupted. Look at what the Egyptians were doing. Mummification wasn't to preserve a body just so that it would look good being buried in a tomb. They were preserving DNA because they had strands of DNA that had stronger lineages to these reptilian bloodlines. The Bible tells us that Satan will be cast down to the ground as a serpent, and there will be enmity between his seed and the woman's seed. So he wants to defile the one thing that God loves the most on this earth. And what do you think that is? God so loved the world, the people, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, right? Satan desires to destroy those who were fearfully and wonderfully made. He hates us because we were made in God's image and he was not. If you want to defile someone's image, you mess up their DNA. That's the image that we are created in God. So when we see all of these things throughout the Bible, and Jesus even telling us it'll be as it was in the days of Noah, go back to this previous podcast where I talked about in the book of Daniel, he said the final kingdom on earth will be when the iron attempts to mingle themselves together with the seed of the miry clay. Well, Adam was formed from the clay. That's who we are. The iron, this machine, right, with AI and all of these designed immunizations they desire to put into your blood that can alter your DNA. It sounds like that something's trying to mingle themselves together with the seed of the miry clay, right? So the Bible tells us in the last days, we are going to see things like this. Just because they take aluminum oxide and things like this, all of these different things and mercury out of these shots, do you still think that's safe for you to inject into your blood? It goes back to when they were telling everybody you needed to wear a mask to protect yourself from something that nobody could tell if they even had it most of the time. If God wanted you to have a mask on, you'd have been born with one. If God needed you to have that immunization, he would have built that into your immune system, and he did. Everything was created by him and for him, and without him, not anything that was made was made. You need to understand that there is a deception happening in this hour. We are seeing the prince of the power of the air allowing all of these things to be aired on a world stage, and he's kind of letting them talk about the name of Jesus. He's kind of letting them talk about worship and praise, because what does the Bible say people are going to do to the image of the beast? They're either going to take the mark or they're going to worship the image of the beast. Listen, if Satan is transformed into an angel of light and he's going to be worshiped in the last days, then he knows there's far more people that worship Jesus Christ than they do the devil, right? Him. He knows that he's going to have to bring this religion to the forefront and then all of a sudden place himself in a position to be that false Christ, that false God. And we're seeing that increase as all of these young people are saying, well, I am Charlie. Let's be like Erica. And these people are holding up these signs and preaching a half-truth gospel without repentance. Understand what he said in the book of James when he said, faith without works being alone is dead. These are the very people that are covering up and taking part in what's happening to these children. In what reality do we live in where all the people in the government are on board with hiding what's going on with these missing children? It is demonic. It is evil. And the fact that the men of God and the women of God in this generation are just standing by and being brainwashed and believing everything that the propaganda media is stuffing down your throat. It is time to step out from behind these screens and pray, right? Because the Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You need to understand that if you want to hear the voice of God, you need to read your Bible. If you want to get a word from the Lord, you need to get it from this book, because Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We're called and told multiple times to stand and put on the whole armor of God. You have all of these pieces of armor that are necessary for you to walk in faith and do spiritual battle with the enemy. But how is it that you're going to plan on going out into the world to do damage to an enemy, and you don't take the one thing that God gave us that is a weapon of our warfare that is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds? You don't take your sword with you. You're going to go out there and get stomped on the battlefield because you refuse to have the scriptures written on the tables of your heart. This is relevant to every man, woman, or child that claims to believe in Jesus Christ. If you're not reading your Bible, you do not have the sword of the Spirit, and you can do no damage to the enemy, because this is the one thing that you need aside from food and water that will keep your soul alive and safe from the enemy. If we don't read it, we don't have it. The next thing is, if you are going to a church and you are listening to a preacher, and they are not telling you every time that you darken that doorstep of that church that you need to repent and crucify your flesh and turn from your sins and follow the Lord Jesus Christ with your whole heart, that is a dangerous place for your soul to be. Come out of these lukewarm places that do not tell you that you need to repent for your sins, because I will say it again. When somebody preaches the gospel without repentance, it is a half-truth. They are only telling you a part of the truth. The rest of it is that you must die daily. You must crucify the flesh. Jesus said, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it away from you. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it away from you. He wasn't telling you to go out and cut your body parts off. He was exemplifying the importance of how important it is that if something in your life, separates you from the living God, you better get rid of it, up to and including your right hand, which he knows you need to get through this world. These are the things that we need to understand. When you have millions of people that are walking blindly into a lukewarm faith, and Satan is behind it, the prince of the power of the air, and he is pushing this, it seems to me that there is about to be a deception take place, and it is going to be hard for the very elect to see it. That is why Jesus said, for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened, that no flesh might be saved, because if it were possible, the very elect might be deceived. Don't go out here and listen to some whack job on the internet that tells you you need to go strip down and stand in the yard and get ready for the rapture. Read your Bible. Jesus said he's coming immediately after the tribulation. He said, if you believe in my name, you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. You will be delivered up and put to death for your faith. But he said, do not take the mark or worship the image of the beast. This is the patience of the saints. He that leadeth into captivity goeth into captivity, and he who lives by the sword must be killed by the sword. It's time for you to awake out of sleep and pay attention to the things that are going on around you, because we are being equipped by this word what is going to happen. This is the only thing that will tell you and guide you into all truth, not men, not the church organization, not these lukewarm paycheck preachers with a seminary degree. I'm not against these guys for preaching and doing this for a living, but I don't make a living off of the gospel. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. It is important for the body of Christ to come out of religion and walk into a relationship with the living God. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet and shut the door and pray secretly so that God can bless you openly. When thou doest alms, when you give, don't give in the sight of men. Don't be chunking your money in this plate in front of 450 people in the church. Give secretly so that when God sees you giving secretly, he can bless you openly. This is the reason. These rituals we have in these church organizations with passing a plate in the sight of men and putting a specific number on your tithes and offerings, when Paul said each man should give as he decides in his own heart and not reluctantly, because God loves a cheerful giver. That means if you want to give 50%, it's okay. If you can only give 5%, that's okay. But whether you eat or you drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. But these very rituals that's happening in the body of Christ in these church organizations are the same reason why Jesus went into the temple and kicked tables over and ran money changers out. Because these church organizations care more about your offering than they do about your soul. That is why they don't tell you the truth. That's why they don't tell you to repent and turn from your sins. And if you don't repent and turn from your sins, you will die and be cast alive into the lake of fire. And if every preacher on every corner of every church in America would preach this message, there would be revival by morning. You need to wake up and understand that this is life and death serious that we're talking about here. Look at the things that's going around, and people are just floating around like butterflies. Oh, that was beautiful. That made me feel good. It's important that you understand that conviction is necessary for repentance. Where there is no conviction, there is no repentance. It doesn't feel good to be convicted. It doesn't feel good to have to be turned to repentance so that you can walk away from the things that satisfy this flesh. It doesn't make sense to the flesh whenever you deny the flesh, but the Bible tells me in the last days that people will not endure sound doctrine. They will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They will have their conscience seared with a hot iron. They will have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. You must be born again and turn from the things that separate you from God. Where are the men of God leading the church? If you think that the church hasn't fallen away by now, you are blind and asleep. And Jesus tells us, if the blind lead the blind, then they shall both fall into the ditch. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to prepare your heart and your house for the things that are coming down the pipe to the world and this nation. Jesus didn't say things were going to get better. He said they would get increasingly worse until it spills over into a point of great tribulation that's worse than any time since men have been on earth. In Daniel chapter 2, when he talked about this last kingdom with the iron mingling themselves together with the seed of the miry clay, he said it'll be a period of trial and trouble since there's ever been a nation on earth, nor ever shall be. When the restrainer stands up, which is Michael the archangel, and he's moved out of the way, that's when Satan is going to be loosed on the earth. And in the book of Revelation, it says it's going to be given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. I wanted to share this message with you so that you could understand that we need to see things from a spiritual perspective. I quoted this scripture a while ago. I'm going to quote it again. The natural man cannot discern the things of the Spirit because they are spiritually discerned. That means that you must walk in the Spirit, right? The Bible tells us to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That means that we have to pray that the Lord would give us discernment to see these things. Pay attention to these people when they hold up these hand signs. Do your research. Look at the fruit that they have on their tree. They cannot come and not tell you who they are. They have to let you know, right? And you will always be able to see because God, He doesn't tempt any man, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And He will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but He will always make a way for an escape. You see these things, you see something that don't look right, you stop and you pray. You commune with the Lord and you say, Father, I'm not sure about this. This makes me feel some type of way in my spirit. Could you give me discernment on this? Let your Holy Spirit guide me in all truth. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. That means don't take my word for it. Go look it up for yourself in this book, in this Bible. Again, I'm not trying to cut anybody down because of what was taking place at this memorial service. Because like Paul said, and I'll read it to you. In Philippians chapter 1, starting in verse 15, he said, some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to add afflictions to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. So what he's saying is I'm just glad that Christ is preached. I give glory to God that people are talking about Jesus, because even though the devil is trying to use this and capitalize on this, God can still use it to save these souls. Pray for these people that they would not be caught up in a lukewarm doctrine, but that God would send laborers into the harvest to help edify these people and to bring them to the saving grace of the knowledge of Jesus Christ and to repentance, right? To the baptism of the Holy Spirit of fire. You know, John the Baptist said something interesting. He said, I indeed came baptizing with water, but there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to loose. And he will baptize with the Holy Spirit of fire. So John was baptizing with water, but there's a new baptism now. Does that make sense? The Bible tells us this. There's a new baptism by which you must be baptized. And it's by the Holy Spirit of fire. And it goes on to say that that fire will burn the chaff out of the old man. So what's it sound like? It sounds to me like people are going to church, getting baptized in a bathtub of water, and then they don't get baptized with the Holy Spirit of fire because the evidence of that baptism of the Holy Spirit of fire is that they will be born again. It's not speaking in tongues. It's not none of these other gifts that Paul talked about. It's the rebirth, right? You can see something about these people are different. They no longer desire to walk in these sins that they used to walk in. You will hear by the way that they talk. There will be no perversion coming out of their mouth. They're not going to be perfect. We all fall short, but you're going to notice a difference in these people. But the Bible says that some of these people, they will come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. They'll be baptized. They'll pack a Bible. They'll even stand at the pulpit, but you will know them by their fruit. Pay attention to this, ladies and gentlemen. Study to show yourself approved, right? Dig into this word. If you don't understand the Bible, ask the Lord to give you eyes to see, ears to hear, to help you to receive understanding, right? The Bible says, get knowledge, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Pray that the Lord would write the scriptures on the tables of your heart. I'd like to take a moment to pray for each and every one of you that's watching this. There's some interesting times ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We're not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is an exciting time to be alive for all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because many generations desired to see the hour in which we now live. And I want to tell you right now that you were born for such a time as this. It is time to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called. Pray that the Lord would reveal to you the spiritual gifts that He has given you, and ask Him to help you to walk by faith and not by sight, and walk into these things without fail. Because the Lord's promise is here with us. He said, "Lo, I'm with you until the end of the world." So with that, I want to go to prayer. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to bring forth this message to all who would hear it, Lord. I just pray that these words would go into their hearts and not return unto you void, but accomplish that thing which you have purposed it for. Father, I pray for your anointing on the lives of those that can hear this, Lord. I pray that you would just cover them with your Holy Spirit and your hedge of protection, and give them knowledge, wisdom, and discernment. Lord, give them understanding. Help them to see the things that you need them to see, and not to be natural men, but spiritual men and women that walk in obedience to your word, that don't deny the power of your will, but accept it and humble themselves and submit themselves to your will. Father, help us to walk in this calling so that we may be sent forth into the world as laborers into the harvest. Father, we pray today that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Search our heart, Father, the deepest parts of our heart. Heart and uproot any root of bitterness, Lord. Cleanse us and let us have a heart for the enemy. Let us have a heart for all men, that none would perish, Lord. Let us have the mind of Christ, that we may go out and preach the gospel to every living creature, Lord. Let us be beacons of light, fishers of men, and the city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Father, today I speak life and peace and the mighty name of Jesus Christ over everyone who listens to this podcast. Lord, we just thank you today. We love you with all of our heart. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray, amen. Guys, I thank you for listening to this podcast, taking the time. Share this with anybody that you think might need to understand what we're seeing in this hour with this spiritual warfare. Stay spiritually minded. Do not be deceived by anyone. Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." There's a lot of wolves out here in sheep's clothing. There's a lot of false teachers, false prophets have gone out into the world to deceive many. You don't need to listen to men. You need to back it up with the scripture, with the word of God. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether it is of God. God bless y'all today. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. God bless y'all in the mighty name of Jesus.